34 minutes after the hour, welcome back to Faith Radio Mornings. All the news about pro-life, where do we go to get it? And the answer is Cradle My Heart Radio, which is Sundays at 8 o'clock Central on the Faith Radio Network. And now here to soothe my jagged nerves is Kim Cotola. Hello, Kim.
Good morning. How are you, Bill?
Good. I was just looking at your album, Let Love Love You, and I was listening to it, and it's phenomenal. And I had no idea you were a Grammy Award-winning artist.
From your lips to God's ear, that would be a miracle.
Yeah, but I did not know. So this is I can't wait to go download all of it.
Oh, thank you. That's really kind of you to say. You know, we put that out about a year ago, and the purpose was to help with the healing journey after abortion. Sometimes we can, you know, benefit from having conversations with people, prayer, journaling, going to groups, going to Bible studies and retreats. But sometimes there's an experience that happens with either, you know, music or art or something way outside of all of those other thinking types of activities. And so, yeah, the album includes a song written to my child in heaven, Our Song Lives On. There's a song that my producer and co-writer, actually this song was all him. It's called The Chance, and it's written from the perspective of the child in heaven who never had the chance to know his or her mother.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful song. So, yeah, there's songs for healing after abortion, and also, you know, the need to forgive. Some pretty general faith issues are covered there too.
Yeah, and of course music can sort of penetrate the little tiny cracks and crevices that sometimes words or nothing else can do. It's sometimes music just floods in a way that just gives a healing property and ability that nothing else can. So
well, that's so cool. Thank you for, I mean, it's so cool that you discovered it. We haven't done a lot to promote it, but it's there. And go to cradlemyheart.org. We'll send you a copy.
Yeah.
Send me an email.
I was surprised that you had such a beautiful singing voice because your speaking voice is just so awkward. I was surprised that the connection was so lovely. Anyway.
Thank you.
Anyway, there's lots of stuff in the news and this whole... the prosecution in Houston that has gone against, has sort of letting Planned Parenthood off the hook is just outrageous.
It is, isn't it?
And, oh, my goodness.
Know, the first thing that came to my mind when I heard that they had indicted the investigators for using fake IDs to get their investigation done, the first thing I thought was, well, you know, they've put heroes of other civil rights movements in jail for doing the right thing too in the past. You know, we can name them. And so I think that first of all, you know, bottom line, we need to not be dismayed about if there's impropriety, and there certainly appears to be, and there are a lot of legal scholars who say that, you know, procedurally things aren't right. You don't issue an indictment before you release documents. It hasn't been done right, regardless of the background and biases of the people involved here. So the bottom line for us to remember is sometimes an arrest can be the best thing that can happen.
Mm-hmm.
We'd never have had Martin Luther King's letter from a Birmingham jail, you know, so we don't need to be dismayed or deterred by this development.
Mm-hmm. I'm a fan of common sense, and so I need your help in this, because after 11 years of junior college, this doesn't make sense to me. where somebody shows up that wants to buy illegal baby body parts, and someone is selling illegal baby body parts, and only the person that's trying to buy them is being charged. What about the person trying to sell them?
It's incredible, but I imagine that they're following Planned Parenthood's narrative, which is that this was entrapment. And so if I show up and I say, Bill, you know, I want to sell you some baby seals, let's say, and we know that they're endangered and that's illegal, and you say, but they're endangered and that's illegal, and I say, we will never get caught, you know, and I continue down the line pressing you, and you then agree to buy the baby seal, you know, you might have a case that I entrapped you and you were never intending to do anything wrong, and you wouldn't have done anything wrong had I not entrapped you. That's my guess.
Mm-hmm.
I'm no legal scholar, and I really haven't read anything, any opinions that would point to, you know, there being that legal ground. But that's my guess, is that they're towing the party line that Planned Parenthood has said, look, you know, our executives were entrapped in those videos.
Mm-hmm. I always thought, too, that there was some privilege or something that you had when you're doing investigative reporting undercover, that they cut you some slack. But I don't know. I don't know if that's true or not.
Yeah, of course. Now, they could say, well, you're not a sanctioned news organization, but mm-hmm. that's not going to fly in the era of citizen journalism that we're in.
Sure.
You know, someone noted in one of the articles I read this week that, for example, African Americans will go into an area where housing discrimination is taking place, and they'll use a fake ID to try to rent an apartment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is the government going to indict them for falsifying federal documents, which is what that's the charge, that's the indictment against David Diladen and mm-hmm. the woman who was also, I mean, it's absurd to even ponder that.
Yeah.
Unless you can say, you know, that they were intending to slander, or you can prove, you know, some of the other charges that Planned Parenthood has made against them.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that just hasn't been proven,
mm-hmm.
and no evidence has been put forward on that. So, mm-hmm. you know, there are authorities out there. One that writes for the Daily Signal, Hans von Spakovsky, which sounds like a very credible name.
Did you rehearse that name, like in your bathroom before this show? Because he just nailed that.
He has expertise when it comes to civil rights, civil justice, First Amendment, the rule of law in government. He's a senior legal fellow at the mm-hmm. Heritage Foundation and so on. So he's qualified to speak on this. And he says, look, it's an astonishing bit of sleight of hand.
Mm-hmm.
This local grand jury, Harris County, Texas, mm-hmm. refuses to indict Planned Parenthood. He says the same grand jury has indicted David Diladen. And he says it's an undercover 60 Minutes style video series that mm-hmm. they put together. And he says, just as you pointed out, Bill, a private individual whose intent is to expose possible illegal activity is under indictment for actions in connection with trying to expose that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a backwards situation. And he says, not only is this an issue for those who are concerned about what is really going on at Planned Parenthood, but it's going to chill journalistic activity in Texas and elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
If I think I can get arrested for trying to expose you, you know, for bending the law mm-hmm. for that purpose, how is exposure journalism ever going to happen? And believe me, there have been some incredible issues of public safety, public health, that have been a result of undercover investigations like this.
Mm-hmm.
If you think we don't need that, people need to obey every law, you're probably benefiting from some of those types of undercover activities.
Mm-hmm. Not to mention Planned Parenthood is sponsored in part by evil, so they've got that on their side.
And he's facing a 20-year sentence.
It's unbelievable.
For a felony for
yeah.
this.
Now, and this certainly draws the attention away from what is really at stake, and is the selling of baby body parts, and it's taking the focal point now to this guy who's up for prosecution for 20 years.
I mean, even if we go with the idea of entrapment, this article in the Daily Signal says, look, if the grand jury believes that he should be charged with offering to buy a human organ based on the videos, how could the same grand jury not conclude that Planned Parenthood should be charged with violating the same statute by offering to sell them? The entire context of the video involves a complicated haggling process. You know that if you saw these videos. And it's also, you know, there's a subtlety to the haggling as to what is legal, what isn't legal, who's saying what and mm-hmm. why. But the Texas statute has a clear intent standard. A violation requires a grand jury to find that Diladen was making his offer to buy knowingly and intentionally. In other words, that he was trafficking.
Mm-hmm.
And the grand jury knew that he wasn't intending to traffic, but
no.
only to expose. So, yeah, we can't yet know what all the motivations were, whether things, you know, how deep any corruption that was in place might have run. But all indications show that there was conflict of interest, and we know that in that prosecutor's office there are ties to Planned Parenthood. So it's difficult to accept. You know, if he has to go to jail because of even the bigger issue of abortion and people are protecting abortion, okay, maybe that will advance the cause when the watching world says this is crazy and unjust, because mm-hmm. that's what happened, right, in social justice movements. The watching world overwhelms the prevailing evil. And, so if that is what is the result of this, and if this ends up exposing that the corruption goes way beyond those executives in the Planned Parenthood videos into the halls of justice, into the halls of media, which are not reporting this in a neutral way,
mm-hmm.
then it's so much greater that, this setback of an arrest has occurred.
Mm-hmm. You're hearing from Kim Kotola, the awesome host of the awesome Cradle My Heart Radio. We're going to take a little break and come back and talk to Kim some more. It's 45 minutes after the hour. Thanks for being with us today. Minutes after the hour. Thanks for being with us this morning on Faith Radio Mornings. Bill Arnold here. I'm having a conversation with Kim Kotola. You need to go to cradlemyheart.org, which is the website for her show, and also click on that picture that says Let Love Love You and listen to a couple samples of her incredible music. It's just lovely and healing if you've gone through an abortion and you're still in a place where you just need comfort and love and someone to sing to you. She will do that for you. So... Kim,
thank you,
as you are watching the landscape of this political election now underway, who is articulating a satisfying pro-life position that's getting your attention?
Wow, what a great question. Well, I think both Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz have been extremely strong.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, although I don't think she's going to be on the main debate stage, but Carly Fiorina, I think, has been very forthright. What needs to happen as you are making your decisions about elections at the federal, state, and local level, is to ask yourself, does this person believe that the unborn is a human being and worthy of treatment as a member of the human family from conception forward? That's the pro-life position.
Mm-hmm.
And, if women need help, there are organizations within Christian ministry, within other, faith traditions, there is help. There are alternatives. Nobody needs an abortion.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not feasible to parent, okay, you can release for adoption. Or you can get the kind of support that suddenly will make it feasible. This mm-hmm. is one of the great things about the pregnancy help movement, 1-800-712-HELP. We should all know that number. You can call it 24/7 and find an alternative to abortion. So what we need to examine as we look at people's statements about whether or not they are pro-life is, do they believe that the unborn are human and that they deserve protection?
Mm-hmm.
We start getting into refinements about cases of rape and incest, and then we could have a conversation, Bill, about, should we be for the abolition of abortion or should we be for incremental change?
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it's both and. So, but in general, rape and incest are not conditions that nullify the humanity of the unborn. So we've really got to take this into our hearts. Mm-hmm. We really have to prayerfully ask God to inform our thinking. And maybe he's going to surprise you with the conclusions that you come to. I know that I didn't begin my journey of being a supporter of unborn life from that position, Bill.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, having had an abortion, I didn't even think of it. I was mm-hmm. just thinking of my needs and my future,
mm-hmm.
Then when my conscience convicted me, I was just thinking of, well, I can't ever support that for anybody, but I can't be against it because, it's legal and people can do what they can do and it's not my right to tell others what to do. And pretty soon, as the humanity of the child became clearer and clearer and clearer, it became more apparent that there's no good reason for doing away with a child to solve our problems as mm-hmm. adults.
Kind of interesting the way God has taken you from a place of where you started to where you are now. And it's all the work of the Holy Spirit in your life that leads you to now have a radio show about it Sunday nights at 8 o'clock Central Time. hurdle my heart radio.
180-degree turn. Yeah. Thank you. I stepped on my own promotion.
Well, I know you did. I'm sorry to plug this in. And not to mention the amazing CD that's available for purchase, Let Love Love You. I mean, I'm the first one after this show to download those songs. So. But I was listening to Marco Rubio last night speak, and he was saying it's not a political issue, it's a human rights issue, and that human being is alive and has a right to live. And I thought, boy, he did it in a very nice way. He nailed it.
It's so, you know, just sad when we take a half a step back, Bill, and think that our culture has come to believe a lie, that there's some kind of separation between a woman and the child she's carrying when they are one,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that somehow we could interrupt that and have no consequences, you know, that our culture wouldn't have any sort of backlash, rebound, or, you know, fallout from having destroyed something that God places within us for his good purposes, you know, that we have had this, we've allowed ourselves to be influenced by this idea of a woman's right and reproductive freedom and justice and all of these rhetorical terms that have nothing to do with the reality,
mm-hmm.
that there's a new life there and that the maternal instinct is real. And, you know, we as women are uniquely fashioned by God for this purpose. And for us to think that we should somehow strive for equality with men by removing the distinctive that makes us higher and greater, I'm sorry, Bill, than men, we can we can bring babies forth, okay? That's a really cool thing.
Right.
That we would say that it makes us equal to diminish
mm-hmm.
that part of our, it's, you know, it's insane, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It makes no sense whatsoever from a rational point of view.
Well, Kim, this is my last Thursday. This is my last chance to talk to you, and I promised myself I would not cry.
Well, you need to come on Cradle My Heart.
Because, I will.
Because, you know, we talk about, Bill, we talk about issues of addiction. We talk about issues of, you know, making your faith real, which is, I know that's your vision and mission and purpose in life.
It is.
You know, it won't be the last time.
Okay, good. Thanks. All right. Thanks so much, Kim. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Bill.
All right. It's 53 minutes after the hour. Thanks for being with us this morning. Be right back.